a little good news. All I really need is a little something, bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Good news, Shibuzi on Hokanoi. The Southern AgriTech and Innovation Day is coming up on the 1st of May. Joining us this morning to tell us all about it is Tanya Clark, the Catchment Coordinator for Thriving Southland. Good morning.
Morning, Tiri. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, this sounds very interesting, especially to our rural audience, so I think we need to know some more about it. What is the Innovation Day?
It is such a great day. Southern AgriTech and Innovation for Ingestibles. So we actually have the I know these workshops usually have farmers who use these products come in and talk about them. We actually have the companies here talking about what's next. So it's next big thing. And the second station is around solar opportunities. This is something we touched on last year, and it's moved so quickly in this space. So we will have NES and they'll be talking about solar, but also biodigesters. So lots of stuff happening in that workshop. The third workshop is on pests. So this is not just, you know, your small possums and stoats. This is some heavy lifting drones as well to lift fallow deer carcasses out, and it's a really exciting exciting topic. And in the afternoon, we have workshops that are based around nutrient management, and this is also an exciting topic. We're talking about probes and the next thing to manage nutrient. SPS automation's there for their smart agri robotics, so that's an awesome topic. And then we also have David Lamb, who is one of our keynote speakers. He's going to be talking about the art of the possible in the morning in his keynote address, and then in his station he's talking about the act of the possible, which is really turning data into dollars for farmers. And it's very much we've brought him over from Australia this year, so he's going to be obviously talking to what's happening over there. So it's really exciting.
Oh, it certainly is, Tanya, especially, you know, the innovation space and for what's to come in the future. You've really, you know, got to keep up with these things, otherwise you're going to be left behind. And the way that farming is playing out, I don't think any of our farmers want to or can afford to. After Wham on Hokanoi, more from Tanya Clark from Thriving Southland, ahead of Southern AgriTech and Innovation Day happening out at Waimumu on the 1st of May.